Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Mom Bloggers versus Dad Bloggers. It's really not a versus, but adding the versus certainly got a lot more attention. It's really about moms and dads, or mom bloggers and dad bloggers, and it's about what makes us different and what makes us the same and how we can learn from those and differences and, in fact, celebrate them. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide or just go to brucesalen.com. brucesalen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there. You'll get a drop-down menu with all sorts of options to see all that's available on the site. And while you're there, please stay in the loop and sign up for my weekly newsletter. You just give your email address, your name, and you get a weekly newsletter and nothing else. You're not put on any list or any of that other stuff that a lot of places do. Today we have special guest Arnie Salen for the men's room. That is Arnie Salen, my firstborn son, who is now legally and otherwise a man at 18 and a half years old. We also have back with us happily Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, who will be calling in from Texas, and special guest Dave Taylor of AskDaveTaylor.com, who will be calling in from Colorado, where happily and thankfully he is not in the line of fire, so to speak, and he has informed me, which I'm happy to hear for all my Colorado listeners, that the fires are now relatively under control. It certainly was a major, major disaster. It is the day after 4th of July when I broadcast live. Of course, my stations in Madison, Wisconsin, WTDY, and Cleveland, Ohio, News Talk 1420 WHK, and in St. Petersburg, Alaska, KRSA, are listening on the weekends. But it is still all relevant. It is post-July 4th for everyone, and I hope everyone did have a safe and wonderful holiday. My wife and I had our first party at our new house, new being almost 2 years old. We finally had a party, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of good people, and it was a daytime party. We went on into the early part of the evening when we started hearing fireworks that, of course, are illegal, but they were going on around our neighborhood, as they seem to do every 4th of July. And our one remaining dog, because we've lost two dogs in the last year, Simon, is so hard of hearing that instead of the scared and crazy reactions that we used to get from him, he just was like asleep. It was kind of funny to see that. It's weird how dogs age in not dissimilar ways from people. They go through phases of youth and excitement and adulthood and maturity and then decline. And in the case of an animal and a dog in particular, it's accelerated on a 6 or 7 to 1 basis compared to us. And that's the good and the bad part of aging is there's things we learn along the way. But in particular, when it comes to an animal, you unfortunately usually will outlive them. And that's been hard. Losing two dogs in the last year was really something not easy for us. I hope you will follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have moms and dads from around the world that are on our Facebook page and part of the dad community, dad chat community, I should say, and the Dad's Point of View community. Dad chat, of course, is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. We have, again, an incredible community of dads and moms that join us every Thursday evening. If you're listening live in the Santa Barbara area, tonight's Dad Chat, let's try that again. Tonight's Dad Chat is about technology and our kids, and we have the very well-known Dave Taylor, who has an incredibly prominent website, AskDaveTaylor.com, in which he gets over 1 million views per month. He is a dad himself, a single dad to three kids, but he is also a technology expert par excellence. This week's Because I Said So tattoo, Because I Said So comic strip, is Dad Gets a Tattoo. There was another funny slip. My son, who you will hear from shortly, recently got a tattoo, and I thought it would be a good reflection in the comic strip to have the dad character, which of course is not me, also get a tattoo. and it is funny, and I hope you enjoy it. Also, this week's I'm Not That Dad vlog also ironically relates to my son. It will be 2 weeks in a row in which he is featured because of the passages he's gone through. And this week's I'm Not That Dad is about high school prom, though, of course, parents do not attend. We did get to attend the pre-prom festivities, which meant gathering at a local park and taking pictures. And that is what the vlog is about. And my son looked so cool, and I remember when I was a senior in high school and how absolutely uncool I was. I'm glad that my first generation of sons made up for their father's total lack of coolness when I was in high school. So you can see that on the BruceAllen.com and the I'm Not That Dad vlogs. It's, I think, the 22nd one. And next week we have high school graduation. And that one is very, very touching, and a lot of interesting video and music and other things accompany that vlog, which will be next week. It is time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson. Let's listen.
You got to action to weigh the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is a Dad's Point of View. How to stay cool to your kids. Here are a few things to do to stay cool in your kids' eyes. Text. Yes, text. That's what they do. Learn to text, Mom and Dad. Facebook. Your kids live on Facebook. Not only should you monitor what they're doing on Facebook, you should be there too. Learn the lingo. You know what an acronym is. OMG, IDK, even WTF. There are a lot of them. Learn them. Your kids use them. You need to be aware of them. Tweet like the birds. If your kid's on Twitter, you be on Twitter. Learn it, do it, be it. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at BruceSalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's what it's you.
Wow. Once again, we had, to quote my producer Richard Dugan, synchronicity. Who remembers the Police album called Synchronicity? Anyway, we had synchronicity with that life lesson because they are arbitrarily played in the order we have them. And that was the 49th of 52 that we have. So we will actually be hitting a repeat cycle in a few weeks. But the idea of being cool was what I just arbitrarily shared with you regarding my son going to his prom in high school and getting a tattoo and all the things that he does in which I think he presents a very cool image in comparison to his dorky, nerdy dad when I was in high school. But the life lesson was really not about cool in the form of tattoos or anything else. It's about just being aware and participating in what your kids are doing. And it's not even really necessarily related to being cool. But if you want to be connected to your kids, you need to do and be aware of what they're doing. And that involves social media. And that involves knowing what they're doing online and maybe even participating. My older son and I occasionally participate on each other's Facebook page. I try to stay off it as much as possible because I don't want his friends to think that he's got a parent that's supervising. And that's something you have to be very careful about. He's cool about it. But, you know, I don't want his friends to think dad is there watching. So, but nonetheless, mom and dad need to know what their kids are doing, specifically when they're under 18 and at a lot more risk of being hit upon by predators, which is a problem out there, or just making foolish choices, because what your kids post on the web is there forever. And if you're not aware of what they're doing, you're not doing a good job as a parent. At this point, with a nearly 16-year-old and an over 18-year-old, my job in that regard is pretty much done. I can offer them advice, but they're going to do what they want to do. Anyway, we will talk a little bit more about moms versus dads throughout the show with our guests. Coming up next will be my son, Arnie Salen, who will talk about what he wants to talk about in segment two of our show. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after these commercials with my recent high school graduate, Arnie Salen.